Some really new and in some cases some surprising details coming out in this court filing. I wanted to get your take on what you saw in this document that you didn't know before that may have surprised you. Christmas lights, model car parts, fireworks.
Well, Kate, we actually did know a lot of this before, but what this document shows is that United States government counterterrorism were concerned in the days after the Boston bombings that these individuals, the brothers, may be acting with others because their device was relatively sophisticated and tricky to put together. Now, that's what they believed possibly was the case a year ago, but there's been a lot of investigation since and no evidence now to suggest that they trained overseas or were acting with others. Well, most of the bombs they put together was from a recipe in Inspire magazine, which is a magazine put out by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. But there was one bit of the bomb which was different, which was a toy car remote detonating mechanism. And that's actually something quite tricky to put together. So there's been some speculation from experts that they may have needed some sort of tuition to do that. But it wouldn't be something impossible for them to have
Why
done.
Not?
And we've seen
Why
in past cases.
Why wouldn't it be impossible, Paul? Because when you, from looking at this from the outside in, how could they have pulled this off without at least some kind of training?
So there is some precedent for purely homegrown terrorists putting these sorts of devices together, Kate.